Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, you know, Halloween is over and Christmas is coming, and that's the time of giving. This is when all the charities start sending you things through the mail. And I just have a couple of animal charities that I want to talk to you about. The first one is PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Well, it's an interesting name, and all these names sound so good. They're supposed to be an advocate group for animals. Well, they're actually a lobbying group. Their intent is to try to stop everyone from eating meat. That's number one. Their headquarters are back in Norfolk, Virginia. The last year, I want you to know that PETA euthanized, killed, for those of you in Rio Linda, as Rush would say, 2,142 dogs and cats. And they found adoptive homes for 7. So I don't know who's ethically treating animals and who isn't, but PETA certainly is not one of those. Records show that since 1998, they've killed 21,339 dogs and cats at their headquarters. They have a $32 million budget. I think with $32 million, you ought to be able to place more than 7 animals a year. They definitely are not involved in helping find homes for dogs. They are a lobbying group. I went on the Better Business site, and they have all of the charities listed. It's kind of a nice place to go and look up your charity if you want to know how things are going. They have only 3 directors, and the president is also the treasurer of their organization. So that means 2 people, which would be a quorum, can decide how they spend $32 million every year. So if any of that is your money, why don't you stop and think about what they're doing before you give them any more of your money? I think that it's important that we look these things up and see a little bit as to what's going on. They also don't disclose what percentage of their money goes for administration. They tell you that they have educational programs, which is their lobbying efforts. They tell you about the ads they put on TV, telling you how terrible it is to mistreat animals. But they actually don't do anything about helping animals themselves. I thought, okay, so who's the other big one? Well, the Humane Society of the United States. I looked it up. It's pretty darn good. If you want to give money between the two of them, definitely give it to the Humane Society. They do have shelters. They didn't have any numbers on their website about how many animals were put to sleep and how many were adopted. But they do run some shelters. That's a lot more than you can say for PETA. So when you're going to start giving your money to people, I think it's a really good idea if you check them out, see exactly where their money is going, what percentage is going to administration, what percentage is going to fundraising, and I think you'll get a better picture of where your money is going. Better Business Bureau isn't the only rating service. There's a lot of them out there. They have 20 criteria, and when PETA failed on 3 and didn't answer questions on 8 out of the 20, gives me an idea they don't want anybody to know what they're really doing. Humane Society of the United States. In other words, they had all 20 categories in the plus category. They were okay, and Better Business Bureau does approve them as a good charity. A little closer to home, we're trying to build a dog park out north of town, out by the quarry, and it's coming slowly. They need money. If you have some charitable giving in your heart for this holiday season, that might be one place that you would think about giving us some money. The check is to be made out to City of Atlantic Dog Park Fund, and that's put off in a special fund. We can get enough money, we can build a dog park out there. It's going to be a divided dog park, a big part for big dogs and a smaller park for smaller dogs. The biggest cost, of course, is the chain link fencing around it because the dogs do get to run loose. Dog parks in general have some great advantages and they have some disadvantages, but I think it would be a great addition to our community if we could get behind that and push it a little bit more. If you'd like something for your money, they're selling scarves. They're big enough that you could wear them yourself, use it as a headscarf or a scarf around your neck. It says, "Take me to the dog park." I don't know exactly where you would want to wear that, particularly if you don't have a dog to put it on, but for $8, we'll give you a scarf and you can help that way. Otherwise, make out the check. You can drop it off at our office. I'm sure Dr. Victoria's office would take your money as well. Just give us some money and see if we can't get this dog park off the ground. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, and 1008 West 6th Street. And always our number is 243-2121. And when you give, give generously, but give it to the right cause. Thank you.